for every Mark Zuckerberg or some youthful prodigy who goes out and achieves very early, there are people, A, who are left on the sidelines because their true skills and their deepest passions aren't surfaced by the sorting mechanism that we have today. And B, even some of the winners are left in a terrible state. I talked to a woman named Carol Dweck. She wrote a book called Mindset in 2006. It was a big bestseller in the United States and I think around the world. And I said, Carol, what about the students you see at Stanford? Stanford has a 3% admissions rate. Anybody who gets into Stanford today could rightly be said as a winner in the early blooming sweepstakes. They got great grades, great test scores, and they demonstrated leadership in some extracurricular activity. And she leaned forward on her table with a look of horror. And she said, the kids I'm seeing at Stanford today are, quote, exhausted and brittle. They don't want to mar their perfect records. I wouldn't call that a win. What she was describing was exactly a fixed mindset. 18 and 19-year-olds who are exhausted from the long march of trying to prove themselves to somebody else's standards.
So this might sound like an obvious question, but why does this all matter?
Well, boy, if you look in the United States, and I don't know the figures in the UK or around the world, but when you look at depression, anxiety, and suicide as markers of dysfunction and poor health, they have been rising very rapidly in the United States over the last 20 years for teens and young adults. So the pressure cooker that young adults feel today, that millennials and Gen Zs behind them feel today, is not producing the kind of adults that we want. And this is all the more tragic because if you take care of yourself and if you stay mentally engaged, you're going to have more than likely a long and healthy life. So to have a fixed mindset at age 18 or 19, when you may very well live to be 90 or 100, as millennials and Gen Zs who take care of themselves probably will, is really a prescription for misery, depression, underachievement, and all of that.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.